Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
Judicial Service Commission spokespersons Dalian Pofu and Doris Chepe have addressed the media after an 8-hour deliberation about 4 Chief Justice nominees on Saturday. And Pofu said that the JSC had recommended Supreme Court Appeal President Mandise Meyer. We wanted to understand a little bit more about this process. There has been some criticism around it. What is this all about? Lawson Naidu is Executive Secretary of the Council for Advancement of South African Constitution. Good morning. Thanks for joining us. How are you doing?
Good morning. Thank you very much for having me on.
Why was Mandise Meyer recommended for this position?
Well, I think, you know, the JSC will have to provide the reasons for that. But I think it was clear from those of us who watched the interviews last week that Judge Mandise Meyer was an exceptional candidate with outstanding qualities that clearly is suitable for someone to assume the office of Chief Justice. So the issue is not about Mandise Meyer becoming the Chief Justice. Mm. The criticism, I think, is about the manner in which the Judicial Service Commission conducted itself in holding those hearings last week, the overtly political nature of some of the questions, the clear attempt by some commissioners to embarrass and ambush some of the candidates that appeared before them, that certainly denigrated the process, and in the same sense has also done a great disservice to Judge Meyer, because the process has now been shrouded in controversy, whereas it should not be, because she is an exceptional candidate, as I say, and was deserving of a more credible process, which the JSC failed to produce.
It is interesting that, because it really does undermine the choice then, doesn't it?
Well, I hope it doesn't. I hope it doesn't. I think we've got to separate the issues here. Mm. The conduct of the JSC is something that really does need to be reviewed and looked at. As you will recall, last year, CASAC brought a legal challenge against the conduct of the JSC in the round of interviews that they held in April of 2021 regarding vacancies on the Constitutional Court.
Yes.
And we raised some very serious concerns about their conduct. That matter was settled out of court and the settlement was made in order of court. But it appears that the JSC has not heeded any of the lessons from that process and has simply reverted to the highly politicized and personalized nature of attacks on candidates that appear before them. And, you know, this is something that we need to review going forward. But I don't think that we should allow it to cloud this issue, this very important process of choosing a new Chief Justice. It must also be said that we need to clearly understand the nature of the process of appointing a Chief Justice. It is not the usual process of the JSC interviewing and then recommending candidates to the president for appointment. Hmm. In the case of the Chief Justice, the Constitution confers that power to make the appointment directly on the President. And what it does require of the President is to consult with the Judicial Service Commission and to consult with leaders of political parties represented in the National Assembly. The President has put forward 4 names that he is considering on the basis of the shortlist provided to him by an independent panel late last year. And you know, the duty and responsibility of the JSC was to interview those candidates and provide the president with the report on each of those candidates to assist him, the one with the constitutional power to make the decision, to make a decision based on a full evaluation of the information before him. It was not to usurp the power of the president and tell him who he should appoint.
Yeah, interesting, because Adrien Basson as well saying, the headline of his editorial is Dalian Pofu, a legal nincompoop and scoundrel, which is quite a quite a hectic headline. I was quite surprised at it. But he writes, his thuggish behavior at the JSC interviews for Chief Justice last week confirmed Dalyumpofu SC is nothing more than a legal nincompoop and a scoundrel. When the history of the JSC and last week's shambolic hearing are written, Mpofu should be credited as the architect of the process that did nothing to strengthen the trust and image of South Africa's judiciary and legal profession, and did everything to sully the JSC's dented image further. I know those are very strong words, but do you agree with the sentiment?
Well, you know, that's Adrian Besson's opinion on that.
Of course.
I prefer not to comment on it, but right. I would say that, you know, certainly there were several commissioners, amongst them Advocate Dalyumpofu, who did not cover themselves in glory in handling the process last week. And as people who are experienced persons on the Judicial Service Commission should really properly understand what the role of the JSC is, and particularly, as I said just now, what the role of the JSC is when it comes to the process of appointing a Chief Justice.
Because in theory, I would imagine you meant to leave, and I know none of us can ever do that, but we meant to leave our politics at the door, surely. There is something greater than your own political agenda in a case like this.
Well, you know, those were exactly the points that we made in the litigation last year, that the interviews for candidates for judicial office is not a platform for politics. And as you say, the politics must be left at the door. And we need to interrogate the suitability of candidates to hold judicial office, whether it be as judges of any of the high courts or even the Chief Justice. One of the real problems here is that the Judicial Service Commission does not have any established objective criteria against which to evaluate candidates. So what comes across as sometimes seemingly to be unfair questions directed at particular judges, whereas other judges don't get asked those questions. So I think if we were, that's why I say that, you know, a review of the functioning of the JSC is necessary in order to establish and agree upon those criteria so that going forward we can have interviews for judicial office that are based on those objective criteria that are properly measured and evaluated, and that properly reasoned recommendations can be made to the president.
It's what's likely to happen now? I mean, obviously, there's you have no issue with the choice of candidate, as you've made very, very clear. In fact, quite the contrary, you're very supportive of the candidate. The process is something that you are uncomfortable with. Where does one go from here?
Well, in terms of the appointment of the Chief Justice, as I say, the discretion still lies with the president. The president, as I say, is still obliged to consult with the leaders of political parties in the National Assembly. And the president, you know, must be left to exercise his discretion in this regard. He can't have his hands bound by, you know, process of the JSC that is less than ideal. But as I say, you know, moving forward from that, you know, a thorough review of the functioning of the Judicial Service Commission is required, setting objective criteria, setting rules of procedure, and you know, making people who serve on the JSC aware of their responsibilities, and perhaps even establishing a code of conduct for people who serve on the JSC.
That is unfortunately all we have time for. It is 8:41. I'm Howard Feldman. This is your Morning Mayhem. It's 101.9 Chai FM. Lawson Naidu, Executive Secretary of the Council for the Advancement of the South African Constitution, talking to us about the process surrounding the appointment of a Chief Justice and why that has become open to criticism.